The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Can I just remind you to try to be an encouragement to people around you this Christmas? Christmas is truly bittersweet for so many people. There are a whole lot of people out there. Their family is intact. This Christmas, all of the family will be there. The kids, the grandkids, husband and wife are happily married. The mortgage payments are made. The car is running. It's in the garage. Well, it's not running in the garage, but you know what I mean. Things are just wonderful. And they will send out pictures of the family gathering, and they'll send out Christmas cards of the family all together. But that's not the case for many people. In fact, I'm becoming convinced that's probably not the case for most people. I don't think that's any longer the norm. I just read on Facebook during the break. I've got over 2,000 friends on Facebook. And I don't know many of them. In fact, probably most of them have probably listened to my radio program or have been referred to by somebody else. So I honestly admit I don't know most of the people on my Facebook page. I know many of them, but probably most I don't know. I see the names. But anyway, I said all that to say this. One of my friends on Facebook, his wife passed away this morning, December 12th. He said his wife and his best friend passed away today. This Christmas is going to be quite different from Christmas a year ago, because obviously Christmas a year ago he had his wife. Joy and I know several people that are going to be celebrating this Christmas for the first time without a loved one that they celebrated last Christmas with. We know a lot of families that are divided. Kids and grandkids aren't going to be there because of some kind of family issue, some family rift, or maybe it's just that they're in another location and they can't be. Here's my point. If you are one of the fortunate, and again, I try very hard never ever to use the word lucky. I don't believe in luck. I tried many years ago to evict the word lucky or luck from my vocabulary. I never use it unless it is by accident. But if you are fortunate enough to be one of those families that this Christmas, the kids are going to be there. If you're old enough to have grandkids, they're going to be there. You're happily married. The relationship with your kids is wonderful. And you're all going to spend the Christmas holidays together. Boy, praise God for that. Don't take it for granted. Because, my friend, you have no idea what may change between now and next Christmas. You have no idea. Again, I'm thinking of several people. Last Christmas, they never gave a thought, a single thought, that one year from last year, this Christmas, somebody they loved dearly would not be with them. No thought at all. How could they? They didn't know. If you are one of those that are fortunate, thank God and do not take it for granted. And if you are one of those that are going to be that fortunate, try to find someone who is not as fortunate and try to find a way to encourage them. Find a way to encourage them. They do not have what you have. So find a way to encourage them and to be a blessing to them. All right? Now, if you are the individual or the family that will not have the whole family together and everything's not hunky-dory and everything's not wonderful and the relationship with the kids and grandkids isn't what you want it to be and it should be, if you are one of those, do not focus on your situation. Think of others and count your blessings. Now, you may not have what some of the people around you have, family-wise, money-wise, health-wise, but thank God for what you do have. Thank God for what you do have. Do not allow yourself, and I mean that sincerely, do not allow yourself. Life is made of choices. We make choices every day on what we think on, what we dwell on. We make choices. A Christian psychologist several years ago wrote a book, Happiness is a Choice. Well, I didn't agree with every premise of the book, but there's quite a bit of truth to that. We do choose what we dwell on, what we think about. And here's one of the wonderful things about following Jesus. We can exchange our troubles, our sorrows, our burdens for the joy of the Lord. I love that contemporary worship song. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm taking my burdens and I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. And you can do that. You see, our identity is not in family. Our identity is not in our kids. Our identity is not in our grandkids. Our identity isn't even in our marriages. For those of us who know Christ, our identity is in our relationship with Jesus Christ. And nobody can take that from you. Nobody. So this Christmas, thank God for what you have. Refuse to focus on what you don't have. Set your attention first on Jesus and your relationship to Him. After all, Christmas is not about family. Christmas is about Jesus. And this Christmas, if you're all alone, and I hope you're not, but this Christmas, if you are all alone, you can have a party with a guest of honor. Because this is about the birthday of Jesus. Now, if you were invited to have a one-on-one birthday celebration with the President of the United States, now, if you're a liberal Democrat, you would refuse to go anyway. But under normal circumstances, things aren't normal in America right now, but under normal circumstances, the President of the United States said, you know, I got a birthday coming up, and I'd like to celebrate it just with you. I want to bring you to the White House. Nobody else will be there. We're going to have a party. We're going to celebrate my birthday, and I want you to be my guest. I don't think you'd be complaining that other people weren't there. You would consider it quite an honor. Well, this Christmas, whether you are alone or whether you are 30 other people, the focus is on Jesus, not you, not family, not presents, not gifts, not decorations. The focus is on Jesus. Now, all of us need to be reminded of that. me included. Okay? Every once in a while, somebody will come up to me after I preach a sermon and they'll say, "Boy, that was just for me." You know what my response almost always is? "Me too." That's not false humility. If a message that I preach really, really speaks to other people, it's because it has spoken to me first. And I needed it probably more than they did. And that's certainly true of what I've just been sharing with you. Let's keep our focus on Jesus. Jesus. Just Jesus.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just going to say a couple things, and that's it. The circus in Washington continues. Since early this morning, all day long, Democrats have been saying, "Yes, he did." The Republicans have been saying, "No, he didn't." "Yes, he did." "No, he didn't." "Yes, he did." "No, he didn't." "Yes, he did." "No, he didn't." And they're still at it. It is 5:51 p.m., and the Republicans are saying exactly the same thing. The same things that they have been saying for, 3 weeks now? Democrats are saying exactly the same thing that they've been saying now for 3 weeks. No minds have been changed. The House is going to impeach. The Senate is going to acquit. Anyway, I'll just leave it at that. However, if you have any interest in British politics, Boris Johnson is the current Prime Minister of Great Britain, and they called new elections. The British system of government is very difficult to understand. Compared to the U.S., I mean, the U.S. is very, very simplistic. You know, we have the three branches of government. And we have the House of Representatives, we have the Senate, we have the President, and that's basically it. Elections are held every 4 years for the President, every 6 years for the Senate, every 2 years for the House of Representatives. That's it. Okay? The British government is very, very convoluted and complicated, and they can call for new elections all the time. And the big, big, big debate in Great Britain is Brexit. Great Britain has been a part of the European Union for a long time. Well, many people in Great Britain began thinking, you know, we're not getting anything out of this. This is not benefiting us being a part of the European Union. We want our autonomy back. We want our sovereignty back. And so a vote was taken, and it was fairly close. But Brexit, which means British exit from the European Union, thus Brexit, it passed. Narrowly, but it passed. Well, they were supposed to have left the European Union months ago, but Theresa May was voted out. Boris Johnson was voted in as the Prime Minister. Boris Johnson is for Brexit. His opponents are opposed to it. And anyway, new elections for Prime Minister and the makeup of Parliament and exit polls. Now, they're, 6 hours ahead of us, I think. Exit polls are showing that Boris Johnson's Conservative Party is going to win in almost a landslide. Here's the headline. UK exit polls shows Boris Johnson's Conservative Party with a clear majority of parliamentary seats as the vote begins. Now, what that means is they will follow through with leaving the European Union. Boris Johnson, it looks like, will have much more power and authority and a larger majority than he had before this election. So, in other words, the people of Great Britain have spoken twice now. and said, we want out. So Boris Johnson is predicting and projecting that Great Britain will officially leave the European Union by the end of January. Again, it was supposed to be a long time ago. So that's of great, great, great significance, because it could be the beginning of dominoes falling in Europe, that other countries may want to leave the European Union and get their sovereignty back as individual countries. But anyway, for those of you interested in British politics, it looks like Boris Johnson is going to win with a hefty majority of the parliament, and he will be able to succeed in leading Great Britain out of the European Union. Interesting stuff politically. I hate to end with this story, but you need to know what's going on. There is a woman photographer, a professional photographer, that for several years, she had a business called Princess Capades. Princess Capades, Princess Capades. Anyway, Princess Capades, Princess Parties. She was a professional photographer and a party planner, and her specialty was princess parties for little girls. All the little girls dressed up as princesses. The theme of the party was princess. They had their pictures taken, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, she has now expanded her business to boys. She has founded, and I'm quoting, "The boys can be princesses to project." And she's hoping that this will branch out to a nationwide movement where little boys can have princess parties as well, dress up in dresses, princess outfits, because she says kids can choose to play as a princess no matter their gender. And she believes that by putting more pictures of boys as princesses out in the world, we show, and I'm quoting, we show everyone that it's okay and normal to play as whoever you want, even if a boy is in a ball gown. She has publicly stated her goal is to make boy princesses normal. It is a wacky world that we are living in. She's hoping this will become a national movement. My goodness. All right, folks. Hey, have a great, great evening. Please be safe wherever you go. But wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.